Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. You ever sat and thought, how would I go about building a rocket ship? How would I go about bringing somebody to Mars? How would I go about bringing a bunch of people to Mars? How would I go about making space travel available to just regular people like you and I? Have you ever thought, how would I go about building an electric car and changing the car industry, changing the automotive industry? Well, I have not. My brain is pretty simple. So I've never thought about that kind of a thing. But thank God Elon Musk has and does. I was unaware of this thing called first principles, reasoning by first principles, until I heard a podcast recently, and I was like, holy cow, that's awesome. I've talked a lot about critical thinking and getting better at our critical thinking skills, and essentially first principles, that's exactly what that speaks to. And I saw this YouTube video about Elon Musk and how he utilizes reasoning by first principles versus reasoning by analogy to solve really complex and impossible, hard to answer or impossible problems. So when he thought, okay, I'm interested in doing this whole rocket ship thing, okay, well, how am I going to go about that? I will go and see about buying a rocket. So he figured out, okay, wow, a rocket costs $100 million. That's all fine and well. But what if instead of taking their word for it that this is the best way to build a rocket, what if I really broke down this problem and figured out how to build a rocket myself? So that's exactly what he did. So he figured out, okay, what are rockets made out of? This kind of metal. Okay, how much does this kind of metal cost? If I can go buy this on the open market, how much does it cost? Oh, it costs this much. Okay, what kind of technology do I need inside the rocket? What kind of fuel is going to propel this rocket? How much does that cost? Where can I get it? So instead of just taking everybody's assumptions and words for it, he figured out and broke down the individual pieces. And the same thing goes for how to build an electric car battery. Well, an electric car battery costs X number of dollars, so therefore it's not financially viable to build electric cars. Just it's not going to work. So he said, okay, nope, that's not what I think. I'm going to go and break down every different component that goes into making a battery. How much does that cost? Can I fit it all together? And then based on that, I'm going to start working to solve these problems. And lo and behold, SpaceX is a thing. Lo and behold, Tesla is a thing. He's got that boring company where they're like drilling holes under Los Angeles for supersonic travel or some stuff like that. Anyway, fascinating. Totally fascinating. So I thought, well, this is a really, really valuable tool, this using first principles. Let me learn more about it. And is there a way that I could take and apply this to my life, to my relationships, to my financial situation, to question different assumptions that I've always made and to question as to whether or not this makes sense for me? And so I started researching, and I wanted to sort of kick off this idea of what first principles thing is. And I'm just going to read here. It says, a first principle is the foundational proposition or assumption that stands alone. We cannot deduce first principles from any other proposition or assumption. First principle thinking is one of the best ways to reverse engineer complicated problems and to unleash creative possibility, sometimes called reasoning from first principles. The idea is to break down complicated problems into basic elements and then reassemble them from the ground up. It's an awesome way to learn to think for yourself, unlock your creative potential, and move from linear to non-linear results. So I think that that's pretty interesting right there. All right, so this idea, let's just keep things really simple. Like, that's what first principle does. I'm here. This is where I am. Over there is where I want to be. This is the life I currently have. That's the life I really want. That's how I want to be living. So how do I close that gap? And I think that that's where we can really utilize first principles. Need to examine and think about the head trash that's standing in my way, the negative thinking, the limiting thinking, whatever beliefs I have, because there's a lot of that going on. There's a knowledge gap. Maybe I need to learn new things. But I think a massive part of this is to really examine all the different systems that are already in play that I'm living and operating and working in and through and around and all that. And understanding that the assumptions that are taking place in these systems. So why is this the way that it is? Is there a better way to do it? And then to recognize, and you got to kind of come with me on this one. I apologize. I'm going to bounce around a little bit. So understanding all the different systems that I'm operating in, recognizing what my true first principles are for a lot of those systems and areas, breaking all those down, and then thinking about, okay, I'm going to challenge a lot of the assumptions about the systems. I'm going to know what I really think and believe about the individual pieces. And now that I've done that work, I'm going to really design what I want my life to look like. And I'm going to use these pieces, these blocks, to build it from the ground up. So let's talk about some of the systems that we are living in. Obviously, we live in, you know, there's the universe, there's galaxies, there's a solar system, we live on planet Earth, and there are obviously constraints that living on Earth puts upon us. So, but that's an existing system. Here are two which are extremely timely. I think that the first, or three rather, think about the way that we work. And COVID has caused us to change that dramatically. So now a lot of companies have recognized, oh, wow, remote work is possible. And now that remote work is possible, it's caused us to question, where do I really want to live? Do I want to live in cities? Do I want to live in the mountains? Do I want to live far away from other people? So this is what you need to be thinking about from a first principle standpoint is that. Think about the education system. It's going through an incredible change, potentially, right? Now that I can't send my kids to a physical school, is this remote learning a thing? Is it going to last forever? And if it is, and it probably is, why am I going through whatever system that I'm sending my kids through? Or is there a better way? Since it's all remote, is there a better way to go about this? And then there've been a lot of conversations about defunding the police. So I don't have an opinion about this one way or another. I'm not making a statement about it, just that it's part of the conversation. So is the way that we are enforcing laws, is it the correct way? Well, let's break down every different piece of it and think about them. So instead of just assuming and going based on, yes, this is the way we've always done it, so this is the way we're going to keep doing it, this is an opportunity to be thinking about all the different individual pieces, which makes sense, what do I believe to be correct, and then reassembling everything. So, and that's true of everything. Think about the Electoral College. I think that probably the last several elections have left a bad taste in half the country's mouth. So is the Electoral College the system that we really want? So you could look at this from every different system that you are a part of, that you are interacting in, and it doesn't make sense. So this is the stuff that I want you to be thinking about. And then I want you to be thinking about truly, what is true. And since this is a financial podcast, I'm going to focus on a lot of the financial truths that may or may not be out there. But just some really financial, some core financial principles are: it's important for you to spend less than you earn. You don't want to run out of cash. You need to maximize your income. You need to plan for emergencies, meaning you need to stay insured. You need to build your credit. You need to save for retirement. Risk requires a reward, Money has time value. Market prices are generally right. Don't borrow what you cannot repay. I think that those are financial principles, true on their own, not dependent on any of the, not dependent on any other thing. And the next step is I want you to think about the systems that, again, that you are living in, the systems that you are operating in, the retirement system. What do you think about when you think about retiring? What's important to you? When do you want to be able to do it? Do you ever want to be doing it? Do you ever want to be able to do it? Do you want to utilize qualified plans? Do you want to utilize stocks? Do you want to utilize bonds? Do you want to utilize exchange-traded funds? Do you want to utilize cryptocurrency? Do you want to utilize real estate? And just real estate in general and housing. How do you view and think about housing? How do you view and think about education? How do you view and think about travel? How do you view and think about philanthropy and giving? How do you view and think about educating your kids and disciplining your kids and how you spend your time and your community involvement and your hobbies? Every one of these things, I want you to be thinking about how it is that I'm spending my time and allocating my resources and all of those really obviously super important things that really make up my life. So what your systems are, what are your priorities there? And then really think about what your first principles are. So your building blocks. Think about your family. Think about your first principles for your family, your first principles for your earning potential, your career, your job, your first principles from your saving, from an investing standpoint, retirement, again, housing, travel, giving, your community involvement, your health and your fitness, your spirituality, your learning and your development. So instead of thinking about it all together, I want you to think about each one of those broken out. What is true? What is most important? Reason based on that versus, you know, I live in this neighborhood, so my kid's going to go to this elementary school, and then he or she's going to go to this high school, and then we're going to go to this college, and then I'm going to get this job. Maybe that's exactly what you'll do, but maybe it's totally different. So we need to challenge. I really want to encourage you to challenge all of these assumptions. Think about these systems. Challenge the assumptions that are built into the systems. What assumptions do you agree with? What are way off in your mind? What would you want to be doing differently? And then think about, okay, so I want to redesign certain aspects of this, or I want to redesign the whole thing. What do I want that end picture to look like? What do I really want my life to look like? And then you sort of can back into it. So as you start to do that, as you start to make serious, real and serious changes in these areas, you're going to run into obstacles. You're going to run into people being frustrated and confused and angry and irritated. They're going to get their feathers ruffled. They're going to get, they're just going to be upset with you because you've done things the way that you've always done them. And now you're changing and we don't like that. And I think that this is one of the massively such an important thing that keeps people from making changes that they really want is what other people think about them. So whenever we think about making real change and serious change, this is going to stand in our way. So I want you to be cognizant and aware of that as well. Be thinking about who it is that's probably going to be hurt by this, whether or not it's justified or not, and what you're going to do about that. And then I want you to think about how you're actually going to get started with this. So we can't tear it down and build it back up tomorrow. But I think we can start to really question, start to really think, and start to really rebuild and move in the direction of the life that you truly want. And if I can give you one thing, that's really what I want to give you, is I want to help you to live how you want. And you know, the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar.
Strive could be for you.
The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.